Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Engineer Jacob Torius about a Senate bill that's been passed out of committee that would have an impact on county roads.
Senate File 184 is a bill that would allow the carrier hauling raw forestry products that ranges anywhere from logs to cut firewood to be able to carry up to 130,000 pounds with a permit, either issued by the state or the county. But as the bill is written now, if the state issues the permit, the hauler would be allowed to travel across non-primary roads, so county roads or city roads, from their place of origin to the nearest primary road without talking to the county or the city that they may be traveling across. So the biggest implications there is the state doesn't know what our roads can handle, what our bridges can handle, and they're granting a permit on a system that they just don't know about.
And there's been work on county bridges every year, so this could have an impact on some of those bridges if you have those heavier vehicles traveling.
Yeah, could be a significant impact. When we are looking at our bridges, they're inspected at least every 2 years, some every year, depending on the condition of the bridge. And we review them and we post them for weight restrictions for a legal load, which is usually 80,000 pounds or less. If it can only can't carry that safely, then we'll post it down so it can be safe for traffic to cross. We don't look at our bridges at the higher weights. We do those on a kind of a case-by-case basis when an oversized permit might come in, because not all our bridges are being crossed. We're trying to save some costs there on the inspection and rating process. And this bill would allow, the bridges wouldn't be rated, and so now a heavy load could be crossing them, and that bridge may not be safe to carry 130,000 pounds. It may be perfectly fine for 95,000 pounds, so we haven't posted it or anything, but go up to 130, and we could have some significant issues and potential bridge failures.
And like you said, at this time, the bill is just for forestry, but it kind of opens the door.
Yeah, last year, actually, at the end of session, in kind of the cleanup bill, House File 2502, Section 73 specifically passed an increased weight allowance for those construction vehicles hauling construction products, changed the weight tables, which has resulted in us having to re-rate roughly, after reviewing them, we've got about 40 bridges that this would be an impact to. So we have to re-rate those for $500 roughly a bridge. Now we've got this year with the raw forestry products, and we've opened the door for every commodity group out there to want to haul stuff. And I understand they're trying to haul their product, get it to market. It's part of our economy. But at the same time, we need to do it safely so we have infrastructure that we can continue to support, or at least trying to keep status quo and not go backwards. So.
And you've mentioned in county supervisor meetings that there's an amendment that might help in this instance. Can you explain what that would be?
Yeah, as much as I don't like the premise of the bill by itself in terms of allowing one commodity group to be able to haul more, at least if we're going to do that, let's get rid of the permit that the DOT grants being valid on the state or on the county system. Make those haulers get a permit from the other road jurisdictions that they'd be crossing.
And that's so that they're aware of which systems can support such loads.
Right. So that us as the locals have a better knowledge of our roads and bridges, and we can be able to answer that question better or not as to whether the heavier loads can cross.
And the liability.
Yeah, the liabilities. You know, if the state grants the permit and they're going to drive a heavy load across our bridge, all but certain that the state's not going to pay for any repairs, so that's on us. So now if we grant the permit and we have an issue, well, that's our fault. We gave the permit. So.
And if people oppose this bill, what should they do?
Urge them to contact their legislators. Right now it's just in the Senate, but I'm fairly certain it'll move over to the House. Contact them and urge them, not only our representatives at the legislature, but neighboring jurisdictions and everybody up there. We're getting as an indication that leadership is really getting the push to do this and not really listening to what we want to do. They're listening to the commodity group that wants to increase loads.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Engineer Jacob Torius talking about Senate File 184. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.